Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. So today, we've been doing COVID updates, the first segment, since COVID started. And we thought we'd take a little twist in it, because you can always find the positives, right?
Every storm cloud has a silver lining.
Oh, yes, it does. Good. So we wanted to focus on some positives that are coming out of the COVID-19.
Sure.
And I know some listeners are probably, well, what positives,
you know? Right.
But there are. So why talk about them?
Well, you know, it's always good to have a balanced. There's so much negativity and doom and gloom and negative information. It's good to think about some of the positives and to reflect on some of the positives that each person has gotten out of this pandemic.
Right.
I know that a lot of people, there's not a whole lot of things, but you know, if you haven't gotten any positives out of it, it might be good to try to go after some.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You know,
yeah.
What is it that if you didn't get a positive, then what positive can you get out of it?
Right, right. I know I just made a decision today.
Okay.
With all the negative. I just, social media is not bringing out the best in me. And so I'm going to take a 40-day fast from social media. I just made that decision. I think it's going to be a good one. You know,
sure.
It's just not bringing out the best things in me, thinking about, what I'm focusing on. So I feel like I just need a fast from it. So,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Chinese symbol for crisis. You wanted to bring that up.
Yes, and that's one thing I always try to remember, is that the Chinese symbol for crisis is a combination of two different words, opportunity and danger.
Mm.
So, you know, you have a crisis, there is a danger that you need to watch out for. It's pretty evident all the dangers that are associated with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The social media and the news brings out all those things. You know, you hear that from your neighbors on a constant type of basis. But what are some of the opportunities that you can take during this time that can make a difference in your life? You know, these crises can make us reflect, because oftentimes we get into a rut and we're just going. Mm-hmm. We don't actually stop and think about what it is that we're doing, reevaluate our situation. And everyone needs to stop and pause and say, I need to really rethink about my life, my opportunities. What is most important to me in my life? And am I going to pursue those things and keep going after them? Stephen King, when he was writing his novels, you know, why do you write about horror and all those types of things? He says, well, when you put somebody into a crisis situation, you really find out their character.
Their true character.
Right. And it's the character that's really important in a novel that makes a novel great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, digging down deep, you know, what's your character? Is this something that's going to break you or make you stronger?
Mm-hmm. That's so true. When someone's under stress or, you know, a crisis, it's going to bring out that.
And oftentimes it's our decision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, whether it breaks us or whether it makes us stronger or better.
Uh-huh.
There is a choice.
I like what you said about, you know, a time of reflection and pause. I think it has been that way. You know, people are just going through that hamster on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Go, go, go.
And when the wheel breaks.
Yeah. I mean, I can say that for myself. You just keep going and going. And this has really caused for time. Now, our lives haven't slowed down. You know, we're in healthcare, and people need us. And but it has given us time to pause and reflect.
Sure, I'm making a very strong effort to improve my health right now. I've made some decisions. I'm so busy taking care of other people that I've neglected myself. And so you've seen some of the choices that I've made recently.
Yes.
To really go after my health and to take some steps to get where I need to be.
Yeah. And that's important. So what opportunities have been revealed in this pandemic?
Some of the things, of course, is that, of course, this is a healthcare crisis. So, you know, one of the things is that there have been quite a few articles out there. I know that quite a few, our practice has actually increased during this time because people have sit there and said, you know, I need to get myself healthy.
Right.
You know, I've just been kind of ignoring that and saying, hey, I can always make up for it. Or I can always just take a pill and, you know, be able to keep going. And people are realizing that that's not actually going to occur. The supplement sales have doubled across the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good news.
So, you know, a lot of people have sit there and made this decision, have said, you know, I really need to be aware of my health. You know, and you know, part of it is also cutting down on their stress. You know, everybody's stressed, and
you know, people are taking responsibility for their health.
Taking responsibility. You know, there's been changes in work life. I've met quite a few patients who have been working from home and have decided, hey, you know, this actually is something that I might continue with. I know several people have businesses where the whole company's kind of rethinking, you know, do we really need this great big huge corporate office that everybody drives into? You know, we're looking at our productivity, we're looking at our overhead costs, and a lot of people can actually work from home. And the people who can work from home have been ones who have found that their income hasn't really changed. That it's not something that they had to go out there and work. So people are looking for opportunities to actually accomplish that and reduce their stress.
Right. So why should we reevaluate our health and health system? That you've, you know, you've seen people doing that. Supplement sales have doubled.
Right.
We
have found that our healthcare, our health system is broken. You know, and when, you know, faced with this new pandemic, there wasn't something that people could go out there and take a pill for. You know, and a lot of people were dying from it, getting very sick. And then there were quite a few people who didn't even know that they had it. What's the difference? Their state of their health.
Their state of their health.
And this is something that, you know, brought to light. But this has been going on forever. The people who are dying from cardiovascular disease, cancer, who are dying from strokes, all the different types of things, were the people who weren't taking care of themselves. This has not really changed a large percentage of the people who are dying. This isn't like a mass type of thing, but it has brought to light just how important your own responsibility of your health, and that the health is of the individual is what is paramount important, and your susceptibility to infections, to different types of diseases, and that we need to really reevaluate how we're taking care of ourselves, which we've been preaching about, you know, and saying this
30 years.
For 30 years. And this crisis has really just brought this out even more. And more people are realizing, hey, you know, I need to be responsible for my own health. I can't just rely on the medical system to take care of me. Or the pharmaceutical system. And because it has shown out that they really can't.
So what shortcomings have been revealed in our health system because of this COVID-19?
There's quite a few things. You know, there's diet. Mm-hmm. There's the lack of exercise. There is a nutritional deficiencies that we need to deal with. There are better ways to boost our immune system. And one of the things is that we've been doing quite a few things that actually make ourselves worse. One of the things is that the people who are most susceptible to the COVID-19 are people who are taking pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, that weakens your immune system's ability to actually fight the virus. The cell walls become weaker because cholesterol actually builds the cell's walls. Mm-hmm. It's important for making the hormones strong, which also has an effect on the immune system. It goes on and on and on. The people who have hypertension are the ones who are very susceptible to this. People who are zinc deficient, vitamin D deficient, all those types of things are the things that are really creating this whole problem.
Right. So when we come back, we're going to talk more on the positive outcomes that we're seeing with COVID-19.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
One of the chiropractic friends who is a soft tissue expert, his textbook, Soft Tissue Therapy, is the one used in medical schools, heavily used as sort of the Bible for soft tissue work. And as soon as he saw rapid release, he switched all of his treatments over to the rapid release because it's much easier on the doctor. You get quicker results, less painful, much better compliance. So when people would be coming in for the Grasson, they would be going, I like the results, but I don't know if I really want to do that. Whereas with rapid release, they come running in and really want that done.
Because yeah, everybody's they ask for it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we got you cured, but can I have it again anyway?
Well, many patients have bought them.
It's an amazing device and incredible results. It's a great way to get your body relaxed and get those aches and pains out of your system.
As you're using the rapid release, you can see people go into that deep breathing and going more into that, what we call the parasympathetic mode or the rest and digest.
Really switches and has a huge effect on the nervous system.
And the sessions aren't long. You just do a few minutes in each area.
One of the patients recently with a massage therapist, that she was doing a massage on him. She's going, boy, I'm just having trouble really getting this released. I walked out, got the rapid release, and she did it. And the patient was like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And she was saying, you know, I got to use that more. To get those problem areas, it works so much quicker, so much easier. It just takes off all the stress of me trying to really work that out. And it's easier on the patient too.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about the positive outcomes of COVID-19. It's so easy to focus on all the negative. All the news we get is very negative.
Negatives can result in positives.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to, one of the most important things is to evaluate your failures or the problems that are in your life and then turn them around into a positive.
Right.
So, it's, everything is always a two-sided coin.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's make sure that as we're looking at this whole crisis, making it a positive in our lives is really what the outcome is.
Right. Yeah, and I call you my vulgar optimist. For radio listeners that don't know, we're married. We've been married how long now?
We've been married for
29 years,
yeah. Yeah.
You had to think about that. And so I've always called you my vulgar optimist, which is a great, if you're going to be vulgar.
You might as well be an optimistic vulgar, right?
Right? So we were talking about, you know, how the COVID-19's given us time to reflect and pause. I've heard that a lot from people, you know, to reevaluate our lives.
Sure.
You know, are we letting life just keep us on that hamster wheel till we go to the grave?
Right.
You know, or are we pausing to just, you know, to think about what's important to us?
Sure.
What matters? What's important? Talked first about, you know, it's giving people, you know, reflecting on their own health.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself, mm-hmm. you take care of people all day long. And sometimes you take care of me when you get home. And, you know, you're taking care of people, and you let your own health go, and so you've made some decisions,
right,
on taking care of your own health, which have been really positive.
Yeah, I've set aside some time for myself, which everybody demands my time.
Yes.
And so I sit there and said, okay, no one can talk to me from here to here these times.
Yeah,
and they survive without me.
They survive.
People get pissed and stuff like that, but they do survive. It seems like everybody wants a little
and
piece of
it. And what you're
me.
Talking about is your lunchtime. You're doing a treatment that's going to help you, and you're doing it over your lunchtime.
Right.
They're not supposed to bother you over your lunchtime.
Right, because they were working me through my lunch.
Uh-huh, yeah. You have to really, you know, set those boundaries.
Yeah.
This is the time to really set boundaries.
And boundaries are a very good thing, because people will just take and take and take.
Right. And no one's going to set your boundaries for you.
No, they will break down your boundaries for you.
There's a good book, too, for those that, on the boundary issue, by Henry Cloud. It's just called Boundaries.
Original name.
It really helped me tremendously, and I encourage people to read that. But so we talked about people are reevaluating their health.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with diets.
You know? Well, I mean, even society's reevaluating their health. One of the things that I've read are several articles that were very, very good, saying, you know, what about our diet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is our diet geared towards? And our diet was created out of World War II. When they went to start the draft to get soldiers ready, about 60% of all the soldiers were underweight. In other words, they couldn't carry a rifle and a backpack. So they sat there and they said, we need to change America's diet. So they put in high caloric foods, they added sugar to things, they really tried to work on trying to beef up the American male to be able to carry a backpack and a rifle. Because if you look at the old pictures of the guys back then, they were all skinny.
Yeah.
Little and skinny.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
And so the diet that we have did not occur by accident.
Mm-hmm.
It was planned. That's one thing that people don't realize, is that the healthcare system, this all went with careful planning on what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which wound up resulting in a high cancer and cardiovascular risk because of the diet to try to get soldiers who could carry a rifle and a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was geared towards. So we need to reevaluate that and say, this diet may not be working for modern America.
Well, I had a friend who ended up in a hospital on vacation. What a way to spend vacation down in North Carolina.
Sure.
She was there 10 days, and with her condition, no one discussed diet with her, you know?
Right.
No, and it's a big piece of her, I feel, her condition, her, and nobody talked and discussed diet.
Yeah.
You know, and therefore her diet hasn't changed. And will it, because of that, change anything?
Sure. You know, that's one of the things is you get into a hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. And we have a diet that was created in World War II. And we've continued it all the way up until now. Mm-hmm. It's time to have the movers and shakers take a look at our diet again and say, hey, maybe we should switch our diet. Mm-hmm. And let's see what we can do to get that diet fixed so that we have healthier people who can, you know, not be so dependent upon all the pharmaceuticals.
Right. And not only, you know, just wait on them. We have a responsibility, you know, an individual responsibility for our family.
To make those decisions, and people have been making those decisions.
Yeah. It's not easy, you know, it's to plan.
Right.
You know, we've been relooking at that. We were going out to eat a little too much because of our busyness, and planning takes time, and getting more organic food takes more planning.
You know, going on the outside of the grocery store instead of going through the middle.
Yeah.
Because it's the outside of the grocery store where the food actually is, and in the middle is the convenience.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. So what helps can be found in structure function care? At the Prather Practice, we do structure function care.
Sure.
So what, how have we been able to help people?
Well, you know, we get down to the basics of what structure function care is. The definition on that is to bring people into homeostasis. Mm-hmm. And homeostasis is a balance in your life. And if you're balanced, if you're in homeostasis, that's the definition of health.
So it's not only a balance in your life, but a balance in your physiology.
Balance in your physiology, balance in your structure, balance in your life is really what we're trying to help people to achieve. And that's really, you know, we talk about, people sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I just need to take massive amounts of zinc to help with the COVID-19, which is, the zinc definitely does have a very important role, but you can take too much. Mm-hmm. It's balancing.
It's just the American way.
It's the American way.
They're finally saying zinc out there, right? Which we've been preaching forever.
Yeah, for 30 years.
But, you know, now we're going to just take a bunch of zinc.
Well, it's just like vitamin D. There was a bunch of studies, and they found that vitamin D was very important for all sorts of different types of health problems, which absolutely was true. But then they did the studies, and they kept on giving it to people, and they gave them too much, and then they started having health problems. And then all the doctors stopped giving vitamin D because it was oh, there's a problem with it. Uh-huh. They don't get it that there is a balance on that.
Plus the monitoring.
Yes, you have to take the blood work, you have to monitor the zinc, you have to monitor the vitamin D. And there's lab tests that you can do. The social distancing, all those types of things, if they had a massive amount of let's really make sure that people are healthy, let's start doing a whole bunch of vitamin D and zinc testing on people and see where they are. Mm-hmm. And give them the products that they need. A lot of the illnesses, not only the COVID-19 would be under control, but, you know, a lot of diseases would be under control. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be honest with you, maddening to know what is available and what can be done. And you have all these medical experts
waiting on the vaccine.
Oh, right.
Sorry about that.
that they hope will be effective.
Yeah.
The flu vaccines at the best, on the best, very best year, it's a 40% help mm-hmm. for the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been years where it's been zero.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that they've already acknowledged on the COVID-19 is that it's going to have to be something that, one, you're probably going to need two vaccines to make it effective, and you're probably going to have to get it at least every year on a regular basis, and it may or may not be effective.
Right.
So, you know, we've got these hopes on this vaccination, and they are misguided, and there are better ways of dealing with this.
Mm-hmm. All right, we come back. More on positive outcomes from the COVID-19.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
New study every day contradicts an old study. Some of them are just plain odd. Did anybody see this? 60 Minutes got a hold of this one. A full segment they did on dogs in healthcare. I see some nods. I think we're going to have different breeds eventually for different specialties, you know? If you're choking on something, you need to see the retriever, right? Here, I'm like new patient. Go get him. Go get him. If you're anemic, you need the bloodhound. And if you have any kind of GI issues, well, you need a referral to the Shih Tzu. So.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Diabetes does create a lot more toxins into the body, and those toxins also seem to be very reactive with the COVID-19. One, it allows the virus to become much more prolific in the body because it weakens the immune system, it increases the free radical pathology, and it really creates an environment that's more conducive to viruses to grow. Diabetes uses up vitamins and minerals. So we had talked about how important zinc is to fight viruses. Diabetes just really eats up zinc like crazy. So almost everybody who's diabetic is low on zinc. Everybody who's diabetic is low on vitamin A, vitamin D. One, you've got the diabetes with the insulin blood sugar going off, which creates problems. And then you have nutritional deficiencies on top of it, along with immune compromise. Then, of course, you've got a situation that is a crisis.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about the positive outcomes of COVID-19. You know, one thing I've noticed is I don't remember so many people outside walking, riding their bikes. I guess bike sales have just shot off. It's really, you have to wait now a long time to get a bike.
Yeah, everybody wants to start the whole exercise type of thing. Gardening stuff has, because people are out gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And all these positive things for people's health is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that people have made a decision is to start exercising as part of their health and getting outside. good for people, because you've got some people on social media who are like, people, get inside and
shut your doors
and hide in there. Mm-hmm. And there is that philosophy, which is bogus.
Mm-hmm. Did you say bogus?
I said bogus. the biggest thing is fresh air and sunshine.
Yeah.
Is one of the healthiest things to help people. And, you're not spreading COVID-19 outside that everybody's going to catch it. Okay. That's like witchcraft. I mean, no, that's people who are thinking more along the lines of a shaman or something like that. You know, like there's some kind of spirit that's going to float around.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, it's not science, it's stupidity.
Do you have an opinion about that?
You know, and I've seen that, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's neat because we live in between a county and a city park, and you'll see groups of people doing their social distancing, but meeting out there, you know, to have kind of fellowship.
Sure.
You know?
Yes, yes.
I know one thing that's been really hard on me is our church decided not to meet physically.
Right,
you know,
right.
We've been doing it online, and I really miss that. I miss the corporate worship.
Right. So, I mean, and human beings are made for sociability. If we don't have that, mm-hmm. then our stress level goes up and our susceptibility to infections increase.
Right. I mean, we were created for a relationship.
Well, as we're doing blood work on people, and I've talked about this time and time again, you know, everyone is showing up stressed right now.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be 20-25% of the people on the blood work were showing up that they were in a stress situation, mm-hmm. stress syndrome. I have not found anyone yet who are not into a stress syndrome.
So what would you say to them? What do you, you know, how do you help those patients that have, this has become just the whole idea of it, they haven't even gotten it, or they got it and did fine, but the stress is killing them or
right.
aging them.
Right.
What do you do? What do you say?
I even have people who are very strongly opinionated, you know, that mm-hmm. they think that this is all a hoax,
mm-hmm.
and which, of course, there is a virus going on, but, you know, who rail against the news and everything mm-hmm. like that, but they're still stressed, and stress is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people pick it up, there's just a feeling along those lines, and the main thing on that is to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first acknowledging that we are all stressed,
mm-hmm.
and then taking steps to help with that, because stress can be taken care of in a lot of different types of ways. One of the worst ways is stress eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good way to handle this, but exercise is a fantastic way of releasing the stress. So people going out and biking and walking and doing all the different types of stress busters that they possibly can
mm-hmm.
Are all very good things. Eating correctly, getting plenty of sleep.
Yes.
Don't stay up and watch the news and don't watch
especially
the movie.
Especially before you go to bed.
Right. You need to make sure that you get your sleep. You know, all the things that mom told you that you're supposed to do. Eat right, sleep. And exercise.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that, quite frankly, every single person is needing and I don't like to think of them as supplementation. Mm-hmm. One of the most common things that I'm giving to people is adrenal support. And basically what I mean by adrenal support is there's ground up adrenals put into a tablet
mm-hmm.
and then they eat it, which is basically food. Supplementation is basically concentrated food that you wouldn't eat normally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that has been around and used for thousands of years. In the Bible, they talk about the fat portion over the kidneys mm-hmm. as the most valuable portion, and that was something that you're supposed to sacrifice to God to
mm-hmm.
Because it was very valuable, because it was used at that time as a medicine. So adrenal support, you know, there's herbals that we give to people. There's all sorts of different types of things that we found. And as we give those to people and we recheck their blood test, all of a sudden their stress syndrome is under control. And quite frankly, everyone out there, even if they're doing the exercise, even if they're getting their sleep and they're eating right, those things are all important. But people, everyone is needing extra help at this time to handle this.
So when you do blood tests, you're looking at the adrenals.
That's one of the things. Mm-hmm. Also, carbon dioxide level starts to go low, mm-hmm. pH, all those types of things start to shift.
Does the mask affect that?
You know, well, the mask is, as we talked about before, really causing a lot of TMJ issues, stressors across the neck. Mm-hmm. So wearing the mask is a stressor on people.
Mm-hmm. And soon as you can take that off, you know, if you're alone in your car, do not have it on. You know, and I try to breathe deeply when I, you know, have that on.
Right. And walking outside with the mask, with no one around, not necessary.
I know you want to say it.
Not necessary. You know, if you're with, you know, I mean, you have to be within 6 feet of people, and it has to be, you know, almost like a half an hour of being within 6 feet of someone and talking to them that you can actually transport enough viruses, you know, to actually have someone catch it.
What do you mean a half an hour?
That's also the other thing, because mm-hmm. what it is an accumulation. Now, if you're going to sneeze on somebody, yeah, you're going to spread it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But if you and I are just talking, it takes a buildup of the
virus,
the droplets uh-huh. in between us enough to actually get to you. So it's really, you know, when you're talking about a situation, passing somebody and you're walking in two different directions, you are not going to catch the virus from them.
Mm-hmm.
That is just too
and
quick of a amount of time.
And you can say hello to them and smile.
And you can actually say hello and smile, and you are not transmitting the virus.
Yeah.
There was a situation where people were at a dog park, and they had taken off their mask and sat down and were eating. And this old lady came up and did pepper spray right in their face.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they weren't wearing their mask.
Uh-huh.
In the dog park, she was about 20 feet away from them, saw them with a mask, thought that she was that they were a danger to her. So she went up there and pepper sprayed them right in the face, just to let them know that they were a danger to her. Now, you know, come on, people, mm-hmm. we're that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy. That's nuts. Mm-hmm. And there are people who have gone really, really nuts along those lines.
Yeah, yeah, and everybody seems to be, you know, telling other people what they should do.
Yes, and a lot of it is not true.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know,
you can show any article, you know.
You know, let's look at the science on this and really understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some very, very, and we'll be bringing up some very interesting articles and research. People are finally starting to do that. There has been some research on actually looking at the numbers of the death and are the death rates actually accurate.
Mm-hmm.
That they're giving us.
Right.
Hard to know. Well, actually, they've done some very good research, and there is actually quite a bit of evidence that...
Now, are you going to talk about that?
Not today.
Okay.
But we are going to be talking about that, just to let people know.
Okay.
And then also there is the whole thing of the lockdown. The Center of Disease Control actually did several studies on what to do if a pandemic hits the United States. So taking it right from the Center of Disease Control, whether a lockdown at a certain point within the within a pandemic was actually effective, and their findings was that it was not. Once it had already gotten to the shores and it had reached a certain number of people, a lockdown was considered completely ineffective. So the Center of Disease Control has gone against their own recommendations and their own research and ordered lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's because one of the things that we're looking at on this is that we've got a widespread virus, and there was a time where a lockdown would have been extremely effective mm-hmm. on a scientific basis. I mean, basically, if they had locked down Wuhan when it first happened, that would have been ideal.
And there was a warning, and they're right.
The Taiwan actually came in and said, hey, you know, there's a problem over there. World Health Organization need to look at it. And they ignored them. And they could have locked it down at that point, and that would have been very effective. If when that first happened, now, President Trump did shut off the airplane, which actually went against the Center of Disease Control recommendations, Fauci's recommendation. Did not recommend that. But Trump went ahead and did that anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're sitting there and be saying, hey, you didn't do enough. But he actually did more than what was recommended. Mm-hmm. Now, if we had, but it was too late at that point. It was already in the United States. Mm-hmm. We did not know that. Mm-hmm. But if we could have locked down everything coming in at that point, then that would have also been effective.
Yeah.
At this point, a lockdown is not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's already here. There's already too many people who have it. There are scientific ways to actually look at this, and we're going to get into some of this on a later type of thing. But, you know, we sit there and we hear from all these people that we need to just listen to our medical experts. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You know, we need to actually think for ourselves mm-hmm. and question people.
And question people, yeah. Not be sheep led to the slaughter. All right. When we come back, more on positives outcome of COVID-19.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Body composition analysis, one of our diagnostic tools that we do on every new patient.
Definitely one of my favorites.
What is body composition analysis?
What is your body made of? So doing a nice analysis along those lines, just to see how the whole body is kind of put together, you know, divides you up into the different areas. Patients are like, you got all that information from that quick little test. They're kind of blown away. But it gives me a real good handle on where we are with the patient, where we need to go. Right at the beginning, we get that before I actually even see the patient. That way I can go in, know what I'm expecting, what kind of state of health the person is in, and really gets me geared to what the patient is going to need.
Why is it important?
It really tells me the total situation of where your health is. We're going to find out the particulars. What is the physiology? What are the structural changes? You know, the structure function aspect. But this kind of gives you a grade. The body composition analysis tells me exactly where we are before we even begin.
Is it difficult to do?
From bringing in the machine to getting done, it takes about 5 minutes. And it's just a little sticky on your ankle and your
You have to lay down.
Wrist. Yeah, you have to lay down. You know, life is tough. It's a very, very easy, quick, definitely non-painful, which is always great. It's a really great little test, and people like to have that to be done and see how they're improving.
Talk about the accuracy.
The accuracy on the BCA for most things is within 2%. It is used in research. So it is a research quality instrument. There are gold standard diagnostics that's basically proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is one of the gold standards for diagnostics.
What is measured?
To calculate your BMI.
Body mass index.
Body mass index. The percentages of your water, fat, bone, muscle, and divides that all up. And then it also does something called a phase angle. The phase angle is the electrical current around the cells. It really does an amazing job. You know, when it says body composition analysis, I completely know the basic makeup of your body.
So the BMI, body mass index, body fat percentage,
right.
Your water, how well your water is moving between the cells.
Yes, intracellular, extracellular, and then the total water percentage of your body.
And then the phase angle. Which is
phase angle,
very
and
important.
Then also your bone and muscle makeup.
And is it expensive?
It's free.
It's free.
Free coming into our office.
Every new patient gets that and gets all that information.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking about positive outcomes of COVID-19. It's really, you know, our choice when we wake up in the morning. You know, am I going to be kind? Because we could take a, well, you know.
We could pepper spray people.
We could pepper spray Was it really an old lady?
It really was an old lady.
She can just stay in her house then.
Right. And you know, I mean, the guy went up and took it from her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what is he going to do? Hit an old lady? You know, you can't. She was safe.
No.
You know, at least he was kind.
Me, Sonny. All right. So, at the Prather Practice, we do what's called structure function care. We help people bring their physiology, their bodies into homeostasis, because when it's balanced, that is health.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about, you know, what is, there's structure function in the rest of the world. How are they using the care, especially in this pandemic?
Yes, and you know, one thing that we find is that, you know, in the United States, hospitals have actually gotten, and doctors have gotten into trouble for using natural remedies to help to fight the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put out all sorts of things. Oh, you know, even though all the science in the entire world shows up that zinc is very helpful with viral infections, it's not. In other words, it's undeniable. Nobody who has any lick of sense or any sense of reading scientific literature will argue against it.
Mm-hmm.
Our great old Center of Disease Control and everything like that have come out and said, oh, you know, you can't, you know, you shouldn't be, that's not a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a very narrow definition of what a treatment is, because you can only treat any type of disease with a pharmaceutical. So their way of looking at it, well, zinc helps to improve the immune system's ability to fight a virus. Nobody denies that, but it's not a treatment for a virus. Only a pharmaceutical can be a treatment for a virus.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
Sort of the whole thought process along those lines and how they've kind of geared everything. The pharmaceutical companies make 80% of all their profits here in the United States. And it is the profits for the pharmaceutical companies outweigh all the other Fortune 500 companies combined.
So how are you seeing the structure function care in different parts of the
world?
In
different parts of the world, it's used quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people have the option of, you know, in China, in Taiwan, they use a great deal of that. Japan, India, homeopathy has been an important part of their approach to the COVID-19.
And I think they're having a great result.
They're
Taiwan
having very good results.
India,
much
yeah.
better. And these are slums
mm-hmm.
That they've been using these types of things.
In India, yeah.
Yes, and you know, when you're going after that, there's much more leeway along those lines. We are very restricted and very controlled on the healthcare system And the people who are controlling and making that happen is the pharmaceutical company.
I thought we lived in a free country.
We do not live in a free country. You cannot make those types of choices. And our freedoms are being challenged and taken down on a regular basis.
Is that some of our stress, too, just being oppressed? You know, are we oppressed? Are we beginning to feel oppressed?
It's the whole idea that some Ivy League type of nerd is making the decisions for the whole rest of the country.
That stolen idea.
That
are we talking about the same person? Well, Bill Gates?
we can't sit there and we need to challenge and we need to, we are Americans. Mm-hmm. Live free or die. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things that we need to sit there and start to say, in my opinion. Question what is going on and where we're going with everything. And one of the things is this has really brought this to light. Mm-hmm. So, again, we are in a crisis and we can make a decision.
Yeah.
What is the decision that we're going to be? Are we going to be controlled by a very small group of Ivy League people who have questionable motives and questionable people who are actually paying them to say what they're saying? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to sit there and be an intelligent group and say, hey, let's think about this. Let's have a debate. Let's have an open debate where people aren't shut down. I mean, they're cutting off anybody's type of a voice who has a contrary type of opinion.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, I want to get you back into the positive outcome.
Well, I mean, these are positive outcomes. I mean, Everything has a negative and everything has a positive.
Right.
And it's, again, we are in a crisis. And crises are times of reflection and decisions.
Right.
What decision are we going to make? Are we going to go with the positives? Mm-hmm. With the changes that need to take place in this country? Or are we going to go with even further negatives that takes us down a different type of a road? So a crisis is a fork in the road.
Right.
And we as individuals can make one decision, or we as a society can make another decision.
Right. And we can start with ourselves, you know, simple decisions.
The first you have to start with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that affects society.
Right. And you know, we talked about the stress of it all, even if you haven't gotten COVID-19 or even if you have. You know, one thing I find that you talked about homeopathy, but acupuncture's been really helping people.
Acupuncture for those people, I mean, I've had people who, which is a very common thing right now for PTSD after they've had COVID-19, because they were just so scared that they were going to die.
Mm-hmm. And we don't need to be scared of it.
Well, it is something that we need to respect.
Respect, but not...
The terror on that
terror
is actually creating more of a problem and makes you more susceptible to it. Mm-hmm. Terror is not a good thing.
Right.
And they were terrified. Mm-hmm. And so they wound up have had problems from that. And so acupuncture has been an amazing type of a help along those lines.
Right.
Acupuncture is very well known to help with PTSD in any situation.
Yeah. And I think it's really important that family time. You know, unfortunately, divorce rate is up right now.
Divorce rate is up. Suicide rate is up.
Yeah. And if you need counseling, now is the time. Yeah.
We need each other. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things.
We don't need to isolate from each other.
Right. We need to reach out and find the help that is necessary to be able to cope with all this. Now's the time to actually reach out more. Family is very important. Social networks are very important. Mm-hmm. All these things are really important to make those decisions and make that proper choice in the fork in the road.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.